JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
Since the start of the year, the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has undertaken several projects to significantly improve service delivery to Jamaicans. These initiatives include the rehabilitation of a number of markets and fire stations across the island and improvement in the island's solid waste management system. Both shoppers and vendors in several markets across the island are now doing business in a cleaner, more efficient, and safer environment. This through the government's redevelopment program aimed at renovating markets across the island.
We are using this project as a benchmark for the new parochial markets, which will cater to a diverse mix of entrepreneurs such as farmers, vendors, craftsmen, cooks, and transport operators.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says the program will also see to the construction of 170 vending stalls at the Black River Market in St. Elizabeth. The Rocky Point Market in Clarendon was rebuilt at a cost of $50 million and is now open to the public. Repairs were carried out at the Haywood Street and Stony Hill Markets, as well as the Constant Spring and Pernell Charles Arcade, all located in Kingston and St. Andrew. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has oversight of the island's first emergency response agency, the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. With the efficiency of the JFB being of vital importance, work has been ongoing to boost its capabilities. This includes repair work on hundreds of fire hydrants island-wide, following the donation of $13 million from the government of Japan. Public Relations Officer JFB Emilio Ebanks says the funds are also being used to train 650 community members in fire safety skills and basic fire hydrant maintenance.
We'll be training these persons how to prevent fires. It will also help us to maintain more fire hydrants. We'll be having firefighters trained in GIS mapping, which will enable us to have real-time information about the fire hydrants. And so our response will be much, much quicker, and we'll be able to assist persons much, much quicker and better.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade received a boost to its fleet with the acquisition of three new fire trucks at a cost of $133 million. The Ministry of Local Government, in partnership with the Universal Service Fund, USF, has established a $4.4 million resource and outreach center at the Portmore Fire Station in Waterford, St. Catherine. The center has been providing homework assistance, e-learning access point, and assistance for GSAT, CXE, and CAPE students. And in an effort to efficiently manage and dispose of waste island-wide, the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is moving to establish a transfer station in Westmoreland. The facility is expected to boost efficiency in the management, collection, and transportation of garbage throughout the parish. The NSWMA also launched a plastic separation project involving seven government agencies as part of plans to effectively manage the nation's solid waste. The Ministries of Health, Education, Finance and Planning, National Security, Agriculture, Local Government and Justice are participating in the project.
But separation, as has been said before, has benefit not just for the environment but for income earning through job creation, improving the environment, but also ensuring that our health is protected.
Executive Director of the NSWMA, Jennifer Edwards. The access road to the Riverton City landfill in St. Andrew was repaired at a cost of $1 million. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development recently received a roadmap to seismic safety in April, set to improve the country's capacity to prepare for, respond to, and recover from the impact of an earthquake. These were highlights of the major achievements of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development during the first half of 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.